We are live. Ow! Here at Queen Park Social, it is the Rat Party with the Manny Roy of the Rim Morning Show.
I can't believe it's already Friday.
Me neither.
I know. This week blew by.
So fast. Usually I could tell the week's going to go fast. I don't know if you guys feel the same way, but I could tell the week's going to go fast based on how fast, like, Tuesday's show goes. Monday's show usually goes fast because I haven't seen you guys and we have a lot to cover.
Mm-hmm.
But Tuesday, like, all of a sudden Tuesday was like 8:30, and I'm like, man, this is going to be a fast week.
Yeah.
Mine's Wednesday. If Wednesday, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I just need to get through Wednesday.
Well, my gauge is if I make it to Thursday and think I'm in Wednesday, then I'm okay.
So this is the Rat Party. If you're kind of new to this here on the Kiss 95.1 app, it's where we kind of break down different segments of the week and just dive in a little bit more. We're kind of under time constraints on the radio, but here on the Kiss 95.1 app, we can talk to you forever how long we want, uncensored.
Yes.
Uncensored is the key. And I guess that's where we should start, because that's what got Anthony with an I in trouble. Anthony, put your headset on, buddy. Anthony with an I is has been a part of the Manny Roy and Loren show for – he was an intern last summer and then just kind of kept hanging out. And he's a glutton for punishment.
Yes. But he did say something slightly inappropriate or majorly inappropriate last week.
You guys said this was uncensored.
Okay, but you took it to a whole nother level,
you know,
Anthony.
Hey, you got to keep it 100, as Drake says, you know?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
So extra.
But we didn't mean for you to be vulgar. We just meant, like, hey, open up, talk about whatever you want. Is what we meant.
Yeah, if you said ass or something like that, it would be fine. But like,
but
you
if
went.
I say, what, can I say it again? I mean,
no.
If you want to be spanked again,
what I'm saying. But I opened up. I was telling you all how I speak on a day-to-day basis.
Right.
Now,
right.
Would I say that in front of my mother? Absolutely not. But you guys are like my friends, so
well,
I can tell you that.
Either way, you said something vulgar. As a punishment, we wanted to give you spankings on the radio.
Yeah, I know.
Which
it
we
still
did.
Hurts to set down sometimes.
Friday morning. And not only that, but Anthony said he would be able to guess the spanker.
Mm-hmm.
So we went in order. Myself, Loren, Roy, and producer Nicole all spanked you. Now it's almost, 10 hours later. How's your butt feeling?
It's still a little red.
Really?
I took a shower this morning, and I actually, like, had to, like, not turn into the hot water because I could feel it.
Awesome.
See, and originally you were like, oh, the girls aren't going to really bring their A game.
Okay,
you thought you'd
well,
be able
after
to tell
watching that video, I studied what you all did, and, like, Manny and Roy didn't really do that much. You, like, went major league on my ass.
What was your technique, Loren?
Well, I took a running start and, like, a double step. And I opened my entire hand as wide as I possibly could, like I was going to palm a basketball.
Oh, wow. You know,
so
forgive
it could
me,
be personal.
Did you play softball?
No, I played volleyball.
But volleyball?
She's thrown
okay,
softball.
That, yeah.
She's thrown softballs at men before.
That's true. That's true. And see, my whole goal was to not use my whole hand. You know, I got size 15 feet. I got huge fingers. I could be a pianist, as some people say.
I don't think it would have made a difference, though.
But so, since I have a big hand, I didn't want you to think I was...
When she hit me, it felt like someone with, like, the size of two hands hit me.
Right.
It hit both ass
so
cheeks.
That's,
like,
that's my thing. I didn't want you to think it was me. So I only used, like, the tip of my fingers to hit your butt, so I threw you off.
Producer Nicole turned around her and her giant ring that she had and used that on you.
Did you really?
Yes,
you
used, she did.
You used hardware on me?
She sure did.
See? Oh, I did not know that.
Nicole, is that a high school ring? College state ring.
Yeah. So
no
so,
way.
So there should be a mark on your butt with the NC State
no,
logo on it.
No, I didn't see that. I was in the mirror, like, doing this number the whole time, like, going back and forth, looking at my butt.
Well, that's all because you use foul language. And I think it's safe to say, too, Anthony's leaving us to go to South Dakota.
Oh, we're sad to see you go, man.
I'm excited, though. I do have to say this. Thank you all for what you all have done, because I interned with you all up through the ranks, everything else. Like, it has been so much fun, but I am excited to go do my own thing.
Did we actually make you better?
But I think he realized that.
I mean,
like,
yes.
Really, Anthony? That took entirely too long
to
answer.
We, no, I mean, but everyone did their own little part. Like, you know, I watched him use the board, so I try to be as fast as him or try and emulate him.
I don't do anything. I just
You're
let the computer
really
do it.
Good with all of your pop culture and everything that you see, all your witty comments. Roy, the same thing. You're witty as hell.
Yeah.
So I try and emulate all of you. So in a sense, yes, you all have helped me.
Well, thank you.
Good.
But we are happy for you. We're sad to see you go, but...
And can you announce where you're going, or is that super secret?
No. I already signed the contract. I'm going to Sioux Falls, South Dakota for 92.5 Big Country.
Big Country.
And wow.
My new name on air is going to be Casey Capra. So Casey from Capra. Kansas City.
Anthony, I can hear it now. Is so much better. So,
I can hear it, man. Casey Capra.
Hey, it's Casey Capra.
Big Country.
And then that's it.
So you're leaving Wednesday. Now we're recording this on Friday. You're leaving Wednesday?
I am leaving Wednesday, okay. Yeah.
So on Monday morning, we're going to have that bit that we want to do with the ants and the sugar.
Great.
Yeah. Yes.
Good. Yeah. What are we doing?
We're going to put a bunch of sugar down your pants and let some ants loose. All right, Anthony.
No, he didn't say no.
I mean,
and this is why I don't want the kid to leave.
I know.
He's
I
up
know.
For anything. But anyway, good luck, dude. Thanks for dropping in on the wrap
guys,
up.
Appreciate it.
The wrap up part. The wrap party.
The wrap party.
Yeah. Yeah. There he goes with his red butt. Back to eat his chips.
What else should we talk about? What else was a big issue on the show this week?
Well, I also remember you and I, Roy, told Loren that we would not tell her if we saw Dallas, her husband, with another guy.
Yeah.
Girl. I'm sorry, another girl.
Yeah. Or guy. Yeah. Really, it doesn't matter.
With someone else.
Yeah. If he was with anybody else in a physical or sexual way and you guys didn't tell me, I think that is the biggest betrayal ever as a friend.
So, but...
Let's dive in deeper. Well,
yeah, let's get a little deeper in that. I'm not going to speak for Manny because maybe he had a different opinion. But when I said that, if I was out and I saw Dallas even hugging another woman, my first reaction would probably deep down inside be like, oh, snap. Oh, God. This is bad. But maybe there's a good explanation, right? Maybe it's a sister that I don't know about. And so I wouldn't go to you, Loren, and say, I saw Dallas hugging another woman. Mm-hmm. I would go to you and say, oh, was Dallas with his sister this past mm-hmm. weekend?
Just for the record, you've met both of his sisters. So if you see him with
you
another
know I
chick,
have bad
you
memory.
Check in
you,
with me, buddy.
You know I have bad memory. But you know what I mean? Like, I wouldn't want to get Loren down this cheating path.
True.
Right.
Well, I said, I came from a different angle, Roy. I said Loren wasn't mentally stable enough to handle.
That is the freaking rudest, too.
To handle the news. Like, she
what
would not.
What a dick.
Well, you wouldn't. If I saw Dallas hugging someone, maybe it was a coworker, your first instinct would be like, who is he cheating on me with?
No.
Yes, it would.
No. Here's the thing. Y'all make me out to be like a psycho.
We don't. Now, we don't make you out to be that way.
Okay. All right. But I would definitely do some investigation there. Now, you guys make me out to be a crazy person, but I'm just very intuitive. So if you told me something like that was happening, then I would go digging. Not fly off the handle and be like, yo, who the F are you with this weekend?
Well, I don't think you're stable enough for me to pass that information to you. So what I would do is I would talk to Roy first.
Okay, so we'd get like a game plan?
Consulting.
So you would bring me down your path of not telling.
I would say, Roy, I just saw Loren's husband hugging another girl after lunch, and I don't know if they were coworkers or what, but like he looked at me and then like looked away. So I know he saw me. What do we do? And Roy's answer wouldn't be, well, let's tell Loren immediately.
My answer would be, maybe there's a good explanation.
See?
Right.
Let's try to find a way to tell Loren without telling Loren.
But you can't turn a blind eye to it, Mamie.
For the record, I would come straight to you.
Thank you, Nicole.
Of course you would.
My only true friend here.
And you've only known her for like 2 months. 4 months.
Maybe it's because Nicole doesn't know Loren enough yet. Maybe that's why she would tell her.
Sucker.
I don't know. Nicole, myself, and Roy, we all went down to Orlando last weekend, and we learned a lot about each other. So I feel like Nicole and I have taken our friendship to the next level.
That's true. We should touch on that as well.
We need to, because there are things that happened that we weren't in a position to really talk about.
Go ahead.
On the radio.
Oh, God. What are we talking
are you?
About?
So, no.
Oh,
so,
okay.
So, like, at some point, things got crazy down in Orlando involving these Hungarians?
The guys are. They were from Key West. They lived in Key West, but they were Hungarian.
Yeah, they were Hungarian.
Okay. Where did you meet these guys?
At the pool. At a pool. And here's how I'll break it to you. We were at the pool, and they all of a sudden, it was really strange. They wanted to do shots with us, right? Mm-hmm. But they thought that there was somebody having a birthday in our group, which wasn't true.
Well, no. I had started it because we were just all in the pool. And, like, there's even a bachelorette party there, and everybody
It looked boring. Like, it looked like she was going to do a missionary style for the rest of her life.
Like, everybody was boring. A snooze fest. So I was like, you know what? Like, let's just get everyone together in this pool. I don't know why I came to be like this person of unity in the middle of the day, but I was like, we need everyone to get a...
Well, I think it's safe to say that producer Nicole is the queen of day drinking.
Yes.
You have that. I'm more of a day drinker than I am a night drinker, I was right on board with her.
Nicole went down to Pride in Florida, and I remember seeing your pictures of you. It's like, you know, 10 in the morning, and she's already four deep.
Right.
So if anybody knows how to throw down in the morning and in the afternoon, it's Nicole.
So she doesn't discriminate.
Okay.
She got this doesn't group, know what time it is.
She got this group together. Once somebody was having a birthday.
Yeah, it was someone's birthday, and what we were all going to do is we were going to shotgun a beer, and that was going to be the thing. But they didn't want to, I guess, and they had Bacardi. So they're like, oh, we do just Bacardi. I was like,
151. Right. Like, we're talking I mean, I'm breathing fire after the shot.
But it was just with us and then that one birthday guy from a different group. It's not like they brought the birthday guy and his friends over.
Yeah, they came to us.
It was just the one guy and then us, which, by the way, was already kind of weird, but I was like, maybe they're confused on how we're not friends with them.
P.S. their shorts were shorter than Anthony's.
Oh, yeah. And the guy had a tramp stamp.
He had a tramp stamp.
So we do this shot, and... I don't know.
So you're talking about the Coke?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, yeah. No.
I'm not good at picking up.
Oh, I wasn't even there yet. Okay.
I'm not good at picking up social cues, but when we're about to do this Bacardi shot, Nicole says something about Coca-Cola, which the Hungarian guys take it as cocaine.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it went 0-100 real quick because one of the guys didn't want to take a shot, so he poured Coke into his shot,
Coca-Cola.
And he was like, I'm going to just drink this as a drink. And I was like, oh, I was like, what? I was like, well, give me Coke then. But I was like putting my hand out because they had a 2 liter of Coca-Cola. And then they're like, oh, no, we're doing the shots. And then he looks at me and he was like, but if you want to do Coke.
You wanted the Coke?
Yeah.
That's where it went.
Yeah. I can get you the Coke.
And I quickly realized I've probably been propositioned for hard drugs my whole life.
And you have no idea.
I've never picked up a cue because I left that situation. I'm like, wait. He wanted to do what with us?
Yeah. Situational awareness is not Roy's strong suit.
No. My wife Amanda was the same way. We went out with a couple when we first moved to Charlotte, and this guy, like, we were out to dinner, then went out to drinks, then, like, went out to a third place, and that's where they called their drug dealer. And so this dude showed up with, like, you know, just was, like, not dressed like the rest of us. Like, we were all dressed nice for the night. And so the drug dealer shows up, and Amanda's like, oh, hey, you can sit next to me. And I'm like, Amanda, the dude's not trying to hang. And she, like, had no idea. And when I told her about it, she's like, oh, my God, we're never hanging out with that couple again.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, it was a little skeevy, you know, but yeah.
Then we had to put them in their place because they were getting a little bit
friendly.
Yeah, and...
Oh, they wanted to have intercourse with Lorraine and Nicole.
Yeah.
That's what they wanted.
It was getting... Yeah.
So I had to tell him that we were gay as fuck.
Right, which is no problem for you. Because Nicole really is gay as fuck.
I had to text him because they kept texting me, and I don't know why I thought it was a good idea to get their number.
Oh.
But see, like, here's the thing, is at the pool, like, I look like just some edgy chick with a bunch of tattoos.
Yeah, I mean, Nicole's got, like...
I don't know. Nicole doesn't really scream straight to me, and I'm straight.
Yeah, but if you didn't know me and like in a bikini.
They're Hungarian.
Okay,
and
Nicole
he has a
had her hair. Okay, hold on.
Oh,
Nicole's hair was down. She's in a bikini. She's hanging out in the pool. Yeah.
Whoa. Who's this girl? Wow.
She's drinking champagne with me. Like.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, pinky up and all.
Yeah. Wow, okay. Well, that's funny. So anything else that you guys want to touch on from Orlando that we didn't talk about on the show or no?
I think that just about covers it, Lauren. Except my excessive speeding.
And Nicole didn't know how to read the menu. We talked about that on the show.
Roy clogged the toilet.
Oh my gosh, we never talked about that. So while Nicole and I are sitting at the pool, Roy is licking his wounds because he is hungover as shit from the night before.
Mind you, I'm a champ. I woke up. We went to coffee.
Yep. And Nicole walked like 3 blocks with me to Walgreens. Like, we did the whole thing.
Nicole doesn't.
I came back, and I literally had to put a flashlight on my phone to get in the room because he had blacked everything out.
I thought I was dying.
Yeah.
I thought I was dying. So we went to lunch, and lunch needed to be evacuated from my bowels.
Immediately.
So let me tell you how fancy of a hotel we're at. So I clog the toilet. It happens, people, okay?
You're not the only one.
You got to get a plunger. You got to unclog it. So I called downstairs because our hotel room doesn't have a plunger. They said, hey, we're sending engineering up.
Engineering.
I'm like, engineering?
The same people who set up our podcast for us here at Queen
yeah.
Park.
Yeah. I'm like, I'm thinking maybe maintenance, a yeah. cleaning crew, not engineering. So this guy comes up with a bag of tools, okay? And in the bag of tools, and he has an earpiece in, very official. And in the bag of tools is a plunger. And he goes over, and we have pictures, by the way, that we
I was just going to say, I want to post it.
We'll post later. Look it up on Twitter, at the MRL show. He stares at my mess as if he's getting a game plan. And I'm just like, just unclog it. I mean, it's just it's not hard. But I even have a picture of him just staring at him and then him actually doing the business.
And then, did you give him a pep talk? Like, come on.
No.
Well, you can Roy do it, Roger. Like, come on, Roger.
Roy's like, can I, like, why don't you just leave the plunger with me because right. I'm going to have to go again.
There's a good chance this might happen again.
I don't leave the plunger with anybody. This is my toolbox.
Right.
Bro.
Yep, that's exactly what happened.
Exactly what happened. And in my head, I'm like, I can't tip you every time you unclog my crap, okay? I need you to leave.
Did you tip him?
What do you tip for a service
well,
like that?
Well, how many logs did you drop? That's usually the tip amount.
I did five because
that's
oh
$5.
Oh, my God.
He had to unclog my poop.
$5? I'd have given him 20 if he had to come and deal with that shit, literally.
So, wait, Nicole, when you went back in to use the bathroom afterwards, was it a disaster?
It was clean.
Yeah. Okay, good.
Everything had been evacuated.
Clearly.
So, yeah.
Well, that's good news.
Well, we're enjoying this podcast. It's the Wrap Party, and we're live at the Queen Park Social over here at Loso, as they like to call it. And my wife is here with Dean, my son. People are playing shuffleboard all around us. This is a really cool place.
What are we drinking?
I'm drinking a grapefruit scalpin. It's called Ballast Point.
Oh, they got one of those Ballast Point breweries up in my hometown.
Really?
This is from India.
India
Pale Ale.
Yeah, but it's not brewed there,
it's
is it?
It's not brewed in India.
No. Look, see where it's brewed.
San Diego.
Yeah. I'm drinking a Cavu, a note of Cavu.
Ooh, and I'm drinking a Muscle Mule. So if you haven't been to Queen Park Social, they have bowling lanes, really good food. So come out here and hang out at Queen Park Social. So what else is on the agenda to talk about? Was you with your wife?
Yeah, I mean, we could talk to Amanda and find out who she was hanging out with in New York. Amanda! Come on over
a
minute.
You're up. She gave us a look.
Amanda's face. She
Nicole,
shot Mania look.
Go play skee-ball with Dean for a minute for us.
Yeah. So on the show, we learned earlier this week that Mania was...
She comes over. I don't want to do it. Come on. Mania
was...
You look adorable today, by the way.
Yeah, welcome, Amanda.
You look adorable. Who are you wearing?
Cupcakes and cashmere.
Duh.
And BB Dakota.
I need those pants.
Plug bell.
Yeah.
They were last spring, but I have a new version for this spring.
Oh, good. Okay.
Roy, tell Amanda what we talked about, because I never talked about it with her.
You never did?
No.
Oh, this may be awkward then.
No. Well, just this is
we're always awkward, so it's okay.
This is what the podcast is about. Let's get real.
So Manny said to us that he was a bit worried. Is that not the right term?
Concerned, yeah.
Concerned about who you're hanging out with in New York.
Well, when you go away on your trips, I don't know everybody. I know the Charlotte crew. But I don't know your L.A. friends. I don't know your Atlanta friends very well. And then when you say you're going to text me back and you don't, I get nervous because I'm like, I wouldn't know who to text. I don't know your friend Ashley's number in Atlanta. And I don't know if Ashley's a whore, what she does.
Okay.
Not a whore. I'll be sure to tell you said that.
Well, there's audio proof now. Yeah. So just replay this.
Don't let her hear this. No, but you know what I mean. I'm just using it as an example.
You don't know.
Drug dealer. Is she a drug addict? I don't know.
Not a drug addict.
Don't you think it's weird, though? Because you know all my friends.
I don't know all your friends. I don't know everybody you work with.
But
I mean,
if we were to all go, like, we went away to Morning Show Boot Camp last year.
Yeah.
And, like, Amanda doesn't know everybody down there.
We went out with Mojo and Bert. She wouldn't know how to get a hold of Mojo and Bert. She wouldn't know how to get a hold of me, though.
And you guys were hammered.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I didn't go ghost either.
Okay.
You know, and she knew I was with Roy. Amanda wasn't with any of her Charlotte friends.
Do I need to bring up your 20-year high school reunion?
Oh, that was a mess.
Yeah. I think I'm in the clear.
Did you go solo?
I went with a bunch of friends, but like...
But Amanda was not there.
No, Amanda
Dean was like 2 months old.
Amanda didn't go, and we had the party, and nobody ate. Everybody just drank. Mm-hmm. It started at 6, you know, everybody just drank. And
that's
then
the problem.
I was hammered, and then somebody brought out a hookah.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
put the God's Good Green Earth in it. And that took me to a whole, like, next thing you know, I'm on this girl's front yard making angels in the
snow?
No. It was June.
I had to call his mom at 2 o'clock in the morning tell her to go get him.
I called Amanda, because this was up in Jersey. I called Amanda, I'm like, babe, you gotta get me out of here. Yeah. I was talking to somebody on the deck at the back of this person's, one of the girls I went to school with.
Right.
Married the guy who made insoles for like Nike.
Okay.
So they live in a mansion.
So he's rich.
Totally. So we're at their house, and I'm in the backyard, and somebody's like, hey, man, you work in radio? And meanwhile, I just smoked the hookah. I am dizzy as can be.
Sure.
Can't even comprehend a sentence. And I called the man. I'm like, you got to figure out a way to get me out of here.
And she doesn't know where you are.
No, of course not. I panicked her.
Okay, so really, the bottom line is you have a guilty conscience, and when she told you she was out with her friends in New York City, you assumed that she would do the same thing you would do.
Guilty.
Mm-hmm. No, I just didn't know. I just think it's weird that I think everybody should know everybody else's significant others and their friends. That's all.
You can't know everybody, especially when it comes down to coworkers. Like, you know, there's going to be people in the coworker world. But bottom line is we trust each other. That's
all right.
It.
Well, welcome to the Rap Party Podcast.
Oh, well, hey, guys.
How do you like Queen Park Social?
It's awesome.
Good.
Dean's having a blast.
Is this your first time here?
He's playing ping pong currently.
We tried to
with Nicole.
We came one other time.
Okay.
But there was a band and Dean wasn't not. He was like waking.
Yeah.
But
it was super loud.
But otherwise,
it was low so fast.
But it's awesome here. I love
it. Yeah. Okay.
Anything we need to put out on the table?
With Amanda?
Yeah. Well, anything.
Oh, you're
we thought all the way here. So.
You're digging.
Anything else?
We argued the whole way down here about Dean's teeth, of all things.
Well, they're going to fall out.
Dean was at the dentist today, no?
Yeah, but my mom and dad give Dean treats. You know, Grandma and Grandpa give him treats
every
all the time.
Time he's there.
And Amanda wants me to tell Grandma and Grandpa, like, you know, don't do it. And I can, but I can't police it because I'm not there all the time.
Well, I feel like you can police it to a certain extent. Now, this isn't the same thing, and now I have a kid, so I know I'm going to deal with this with my mom because my mom loves to be the bad, like, influence.
Yeah.
But she used to feed my dog table scraps, and I used to tell her, if you're going to come over and feed the dog, I'm going to put him outside while we eat. So he's going to sit outside, and you're going to have to know that you're the one that put him out there.
Oh, my God.
See? That's how we solved that. That's the problem. Steven won't handle it. Yeah. He won't handle it. He's like... I'm like, we're supposed to be a team here.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
He won't.
I don't know. My mom's got bigger fish to fry right
now.
Yeah,
that's
know?
True.
That is
true.
For sure.
But anyway, we will visit that. And my whole thing is, by the way, pediatric dentist, I think, is nonsense because if you get a cavity, you lose that tooth.
Right.
Who
the
cares?
Teeth won't come out. That's
no,
what
it is not nonsense.
It's the biggest scam.
Okay, but if you get a cavity at 4,
it's still gonna hurt. They can get toothaches.
I'm like, you can get an abscess tooth. Did no one see Castaway?
Yeah.
Hello.
He was old.
It doesn't matter. Your tooth will still hurt.
Yeah.
I'm with you. The teeth do fall out.
Why that's my thought, dude.
I take care of them.
Yeah, that's
he's like, oh, you have a cavity. Come here, kid. We'll just tie a string to it and shut
it's
the door.
It's gonna fall out anyway.
Hand me my pliers.
All right.
Well, thank you so much for listening to the Rap Party with the Manny Moore and the Red Morning Show. We want to thank our engineer, Daryl. Thank you, Jack Calvo, for putting us up here at Queen Park Social. Anthony with an I. Good luck, buddy.
Yeah.
Off to
we're
South
sad
Dakota
to see you go,
one.
But good
we're going to miss your ass.
Yeah. We're going to miss your blue eyes.
And I say this with peace and love. I've seen too much of you. Okay? Like, I've seen every
that's
inch
true.
Of your
we
body.
We do. We know you have a tattoo on your ass that says, Mom, we've seen your butt a million times.
I saw you masturbating.
I know your penis size. That's things I don't want to know.
Remember? That's what got us into trouble in the last podcast.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
so, yeah. Anyways, thank you, Anthony, with an I.
All right.
Enjoy your next radio career. And
everybody
we'll do this.
Come check out Queen Park Social.
Yeah, check out Queen Park Social. We'll do it again next Friday.
I don't get
Friday.
A shout out.
Oh, of course, Amanda.
Cupcakes and Cashmere. There's somebody who didn't want to come by. She's taking to it pretty nicely.
Yeah. You know what I think? I think she needs to be a regular on the Rap Party, and we just
I
talk
do
about
too.
What you guys just recently argued.
Why don't you and Lauren, and I mean, I don't know if Nicole wants to get in on it, but like we do a fashion podcast.
Totally. We can
I'm
do
down.
That.
What's trending
we could
this
do
fall?
Fashion and male bashing. I like that.
Quickly. She's so angry.
Fashion and male bashing.
She's feisty. She's a redhead.
And that's
okay.
That's a good title for a podcast, Fashion and Male
Bashing.
Yeah. I like that.
With, what's trendy, real quick? What's
what do you see in
at?
New York?
For spring?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Don't put me on the spot.
All right, fall. What are we doing for fall?
Fall, we're doing
sequence,
mustard
right?
yellow, which you've probably seen everywhere.
Okay.
Velvet everywhere. Yeah, like a straight leg jean, not skinny, not flare leg, just like straight cropped mules.
Is suede going to make a return? Because I have a bunch of suede shirts.
Always. Suede's always in style.
Really? Okay, yeah. Good. Well, I have a couple serious? Suede shirts. Oh. Yeah. Huh.
A couple suede shirts. I want to wear them.
I don't know
again.
About suede for men, but we'll talk about that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, boy. That's we'll a whole nother.
All right.
All right. It's the Rat Party with the Meaning More of the Red Morning Show. Thank you for listening.